This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse. The Hitman and Carla just tuning in. Well, old girl got an email from her boyfriend. And just to surmise, about a month ago, he went on vacation to Texas to visit his mom and dad because he's engaged, old girl. They're living together. They're making plans to get married. So while he was down there, he gets a call from his job, you know, because of this corona thing. And it's like, we're sorry, buddy, but we got to, you know.
He's laid off.
He's like, so I think I'll just stay here in Texas for a while. And
don't avoid the word dump.
He sends an email to his girl. And he's like, you know what? I love you. But being down here reflecting, I've now realized that now is not a good time for me to get married. I'm just going to stay here in Texas and I'm never coming back. And oh, by the way, do you mind if you could box up my stuff and ship it to me down here in Texas? Because I don't really have a lot of money right now and I really appreciate it.
Please.
And Carla says, put his stuff on the porch. And I'm like, no.
How nice of her to even box his stuff for him.
Have some class.
No. He didn't care about her feelings.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to care about his.
Okay. Whoa, Jet. Guy on four? Okay, sorry about that. Hey, man, you agree with me or you agree with Carla?
I can't really agree with anybody because everyone has their own different ways of handling things. I mean, like my ex-fiance and I broke up. She broke up with me over text message and she didn't even let me get my stuff or anything. I don't know what she did with it, but
wow.
At the end of the day, it kind of crushed my feelings and kind of destroyed me, but I built myself back up and I actually thank her to this day because I wouldn't be the man that I am today if it wasn't for her.
She added to your strength and to the quality of you as an individual. Like I was trying to explain earlier, yeah, it's tough right now. Yeah, it hurts. Somebody tells you they don't want you. They don't want to be with you. I think it was wrong. She kept your stuff. But still, that's the whole thing that is the lightning rod here is the other person telling the other person, hey, look, you're really a nice person, but I'm not the one that's going to spend the rest of my life with you, okay? And look at you. You bounce back from it. You're a better man. You're a stronger man. And I'm sure you're probably in a very loving relationship right now.
Nope. I'm actually single. I'm trying to pay off all my debt and get my priorities straight. So
sounds a little broken too. I gotta be.
I'm working plenty of overtime and paying off my stuff as fast as I can. So
yeah.
I can hear it in his voice. Like,
what?
Wow, I can't believe she did that to you.
What are you
not only
to say?
Did she break up with him.
Wait, what do you hear in his voice?
I hear a little, you know.
Brokenness?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
There it is.
I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her, but at the end of the day, I can't be mad at her.
Did you do something to her?
I didn't do anything to her. I tried giving her all my love and support.
It feels so bad for Humpty. God.
She wasn't ready, so.
That's horrible. Man, thank you for calling, man. I'm glad to see you're on your way back.
Stay strong.
Yeah.
Tough. You know how much emotion it took for Humpty to share that with us.
What?
I mean, seriously.
He's never been put back together again.
He fell off the wall.
You're bad. I was trying to be there for him.
Yeah, all the king's horses and all the king's men, they were like, forget it. We can't do anything with this guy.
Pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all. And just like
why are you looking at me like that?
You are. You're trolling today.
What?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.